Hi guys, and welcome to a new episode of Coffee with Kathy and Claire. I'm Kathy.
And I'm Claire, and this podcast is all about sharing our own personal experiences and struggles with modern day parenting.
And having a few laughs along the way. This show is for everyone, mums, dads, grandparents, foster parents, adoptees, everyone.
It's an outlet for all your struggles and to know that you are not alone.
So pop us on your Bluetooth in your car, headphones in while you're going for a walk, or do what I do and wear headphones while I tackle that never-ending pile of laundry.
Or just take the load off and have a coffee with Kathy and Claire.
Hello and welcome back to another Am I the Bell End special.
Specials.
I'm Kathy.
I'm Claire.
How you doing?
You talking to me or to them?
Everybody. I'm talking to everybody today. So we actually have some really exciting news. Just we're going to pop this in wherever this drops. We have some merch that is going to be coming out soon. So watch our socials. Make sure you, subscribe?
Oh, like and subscribe to keep us alive.
Yes. So we will have some... we're looking at hoodies, cups, mugs, looking at
car stickers.
Car stickers.
So basically, as an idea of the car sticker, it would be like, am I the bell end? No, sorry. Do I drive like a bell end, or
don't,
I am driving? That's right. Something like that.
Don't,
you know what I mean?
Drive like a bell end.
Don't drive like a bell end.
You know, or the coffee cups. Have
kids
a great
on board.
Day.
Don't drive like a bell end.
Yes.
The coffee cup is my favourite.
Yes.
Which is... Coffee with Kathy and Claire.
Have a
great day. And as you flip it up, it's
bottom.
Like, unless you're a bell end.
Yes. So we are looking, we are sourcing some manufacturers as we speak. So watch this space.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I do like a bit of merch.
We like some merch.
Well, that's when we get our website up and going, which is all in the making.
Everything is
Yeah, we've
works.
Got a lot of exciting stuff, which may have already happened. May not, because these
drops.
Ones are pre-recorded, right?
Yes, these ones are pre-recorded. These are our extra episodes. And you never know, you may be getting these once a week, the same as our normal episodes.
Yeah,
so we will see. You might have two episodes a week.
Yeah, watch this space.
Watch this space.
Okay, let's get into it. Okay. Oh, cafe.
So this one is pretty nasty. All right. Are you
says,
ready?
She says you might, I might surprise you.
I don't know.
Go on.
Okay. Am I the bell end for calling the police on my niece?
Calling the police on my niece, that rhymes.
Yes.
I'm a poet and I didn't know it.
Okay. My parents are going away for Christmas, so before they did, they hosted early Christmas party at their home, which my whole family went to, including me and my husband and our 16-year-old daughter, Laura. My sister and her daughter, Rachel, were there too. She's a year older than Laura and they don't get along. In fact, we try to avoid them as much as possible due to the amount of times that Rachel has upset and tormented my daughter. Rachel is naturally very smart and always top of her class, is very pretty. So whilst I've always been happy for her and wished her the best, these things have constantly been used to excuse her behaviour. My sister even went as far as to accuse Laura of lying about things because she is jealous about Rachel's looks and talents. Laura, my daughter, took up boxing last year and has progressed really well. She is going to compete at a higher level next year and her coach is extremely proud of her. My sister has insisted that boxing is nothing more than a phase and has gone out of her way to downplay it in favor of her daughter's academic stuff. At my parents' place, Laura went to sort out some presents under the tree and Rachel followed her. She was wearing stiletto heels, and when Laura had her hand on the floor, Rachel stamped on it. Laura was in agony. Now, this rumbling in the background, guys, is the earthworks that's going on around our neighborhood. So, terribly sorry. So, Laura was in agony. We had to go to the hospital, and after a follow-up visit to the doctor today, Laura needs extensive physio and will not be able to box indefinitely.
Oh.
She is in floods of tears because of this. I am raging.
What, permanently? Indefinitely? Yeah,
indefinite period. So they don't know
when she'll
be able
to,
again.
If ever.
Yeah. So basically she had her hand on the floor and then
cousin
stamped on her foot with a stiletto heel. Yeah. Now stiletto heel is almost like a needlepoint heel. So it is.
It's a bit like a skate, the ice skating thing when they sliced her fingers off or whatever it was.
I was raging at my sister who is so deluded that she insists that it was an accident. I'm sorry, but after years of calling Laura ugly, stupid, fat, and anything else she could think of, do you really expect me to believe this was an innocent mistake? Rachel, for her part, put on crocodile tears for everyone, and only her parents believed it. My husband wants to call the police, and so do I. I warned my sister about this, and she broke down crying, saying that her daughter's teachers have encouraged her to apply to the top universities because they think she's got a good chance of getting in, and if she ends up with a criminal record, that will be ruined. No sympathy from me. Frankly, Rachel took something that my daughter loves away from her and left her in a huge amount of pain. She shouldn't just have her chances ruined. She should be locked up. I know it sounds awful of me, but she did an awful thing and needs to face the consequences. Laura is utterly heartbroken and Rachel's parents won't punish her. Am I the bellend for about to call the police on my niece?
No, you're not the bellend for calling
the police. She is not the bellend.
On the niece, but I just question what the police will do because it's a family matter. Do you know what I mean?
There is an update.
Go on.
My husband went and asked the doctor for a detailed written description of the extent of the injury, which she was happy to provide. I don't think I made it clear in the original post that the injury was incredibly severe. She will need extensive physiotherapy and is uncertain that she'll ever regain full use of her hand. And yes, I saw the stomp happen with my own eyes.
Oh, I was going to say, what?
There were witnesses. My parents and a few other adults that were there all agreed to provide a statement. Laura and I went to the police station with the doctor's note and showed them that and the injury. With this, the police suspected that for an injury like that, it would be a deliberate amount of pressure for a stiletto heel to go through her hand the way it did.
Oh, that makes me cringe. Ugh, how painful. Yeah.
They took statements from everyone willing to give them, including Rachel's parents, who, while still insisting it was an accident, admit they saw her follow Laura and step on her hand with the heel. Rachel was arrested, but on the advice of her solicitor, responded no comment when questioned by police. She was charged with a Section 20 grievous bodily harm offence. She has been bailed and is not to approach Laura. I was on the phone to my parents, who are going away tomorrow, and was told that apparently Rachel has been having panic attacks at home and is terrified at the thought of potentially going to prison. Of course, it may not come to that, but either way, she deserves to face the consequences of her awful behaviour. My sister now wants nothing to do with me. I'm sad about that, but we have not been close for years because of our kids. In fact, there has been times where I've gone years without seeing her because her daughter upsets and torments mine. She has not done anything to prevent Rachel's awful behaviour for many years, and as a result, she did this absolutely disgusting thing. I understand her wanting to protect her child first, but that's exactly what I'm doing. Basically, she's saying that they are pretty well off. They can afford decent legal representation, and hoping that they won't go to trial. Laura is still very upset. She spends most of her time in her room crying. Her boxing coach came by the other day just to check on her and offer some comfort and some words of support. It's going to be a very tough, long road for her, but we'll be with her every step of the way. Even if she isn't able to box again, at least the person responsible for this can be punished for her disgusting behaviour.
How old were they again?
Like 17. They're like in the
That's
final
quite brutal
year.
For 17.
final year of high school because they're applying for universities.
Oh, I don't know. Is that in America?
In America.
Of course it is. Like, get a stiletto and bam, going to get you a stiletto. That is awful. But like at 17 to be able, I mean, to be fair, that's almost the same as putting like a knife through you. You know what I mean?
But the thing is, like, you're 17. You understand what you're doing.
You do if you're doing
she
that on purpose. I mean, if you
known.
Did... If the doctors are saying that it was that type of force would have to be like a fall in on purpose, but it's really sad. I can't imagine having that sort of drama with my brother or like anyone in my family to them extents. It just seems so extreme.
Why would you hurt somebody like that? I mean, there's picking on, then there's bullying, and then there's like.
Did you say that the mum, though, was saying stuff like about, I can't remember what you were saying, about, you know, calling her all sorts of things. Was that the 17-year-old?
The 17-year-old has been bullying her cousin,
yeah.
Like the daughter. Who,
I wonder
who'd
why.
Injured. But, yeah, for her.
You know what I'm like? Let's look into this. I mean, yes, it's
need
as
a
well
of the
true.
Family.
Yeah, I need a picture of the family. I also, like, think, you know, why is that behaviour happening? That's, like, intense to just be able to, like, actually go and physically hurt someone like that. That's a bit
worrying.
There's
going to be something wrong with you.
I'd say so.
Like, it says, this person says, Rachel is the very epitome of a completely spoiled brat who has never had to face any consequences for her behaviour.
I love the way he feels like he knows her, whoever this cousin is. Rachel is, right. Of course, because you know, don't you?
I hope she goes to jail, because if her parents pay off a fine for her, there will be yet another lesson never learned. Also, Rachel's parents need to get into therapy ASAP.
Yeah, I think there's a lot going on there. Like,
actually... they're presuming it's England because they mention GBH, which is a British term, and phrase it as Rachel has been bailed.
General, what is it? Grievous body harm. Rather than GBH,
out on bail. So, yeah.
Can you send us a picture of the fams? Anyone know these guys?
So basically, I'm looking through Reddit and they have deleted it.
Oh, they've deleted it.
Has been deleted.
Perhaps it's in court phasing then.
Perhaps. But, yeah, it just says here, it says maybe it's the circles I'm travelling in, but it's disturbing that none of the adults are talking about what appears to be clear signs of mental illness. One cousin deliberately attacked her cousin with no provocation. There was no fight. There was no possibility of it even being an accident.
That we know of.
Why are they not getting her evaluated immediately?
Yeah. But you know what? Who knows, though, how easy or hard it is to do that in the UK? Because from some of the other podcasts that I've listened to in terms of getting help with mental health in the UK, it's not that easy.
Actually, someone's just said, Jesus, I wish people would stop excusing malicious and bullying behaviour with mental illness. Mentally ill people are more likely to be on the end of violence than perpetrating the violence. And this bullshit is creating a whole new stigma that we're antisocial assholes who torment others. Sometimes a bell end is just a bell end.
Yeah, but at the same time, that person isn't really...
It is literally unprovoked. She's got to be like... Is there something wrong with her, or she's just evil?
Yeah, but that for someone to say that that couldn't be mental health isn't necessarily true. They're no expert, neither am I. But you know what I mean? Like, that comment's a little bit, meh, you don't know. Something could be a chemical imbalance in the brain to make them behave in a certain way, or, you know, tumours. I was watching, I'm presuming this is true. What's his name? Mine and yours favourite. Dr. House?
Oh, yes.
Only it's not Dr. House I'm thinking of. It's the other one. The Good Doctor.
Yeah, The Good Doctor.
And tumours can make people act out. Yes. We're going so deep again
here. Tumours as well as cysts on the brain.
Yeah, yes. Can make people become violent.
Yes, it can.
I know. I was well, like, mind blown by that, to be honest. I was like, so, yeah.
So someone did the math.
They put a mathematical equation into this.
Someone mathed this.
Mathed it. As in married at first sight. Now that is a whole other episode.
Someone in the comments of the original source did the math, assuming the cousin was around 100 pounds, the heel surface was a quarter inch, that would be around 1600 psi of pressure on the other cousin's hand with the full weight behind the stomp. A grizzly bear bite is 1200 psi. So yeah, we're thinking it's entirely intentional to step on someone's hand by accident. She would not have done that much damage, and she would have moved her foot immediately. It doesn't sound like that happened. How does she accidentally use her heel and not the base of the shoe to step on the hand? This makes no sense. Everyone's saying, throw her in jail.
Put her in the bin.
Bell end. So the parents. I would press charges myself. If this had been ongoing behavior, and my child was at the other end of this.
Oh, God, I don't know what I do. I hope to God I'm never, ever... I don't think I'd ever be in that
position. Like, if something happened
that... I don't know.
Aiden could never swim again.
Yeah, true.
And it was deliberately done by somebody. Oh, yeah. God, that kid's going to jail. Like, oh, my goodness. Yeah. The earth is shaking. I'm so angry.
It's
terrible.
Building site at the moment, huh?
Yeah, it is terrible. So, what do you think? What do you reckon about that?
I mean, it goes without saying that, you know, I thank you for the mathematical equation on this one, because it just makes it really easy. And also with the witnesses to say, no, you're not a bellend for doing what you're doing. It's reasonable, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have another one.
Are you ready?
This one is choosing baggers.
Choosing
baggers. So basically people who are entitled.
Choosing beggars.
It's the thread on Reddit. It's called.
Ah, choosing, I thought that
beggars. So basically it's people who are entitled who believe they need more or want more from
you. Oh, I thought you were saying that's the bellend statement was like choosing a beggar. I was like, choosing a beggar for what? Yeah, okay.
Am I the bellend for not giving my sister-in-law and her family a luxury vacation? I travel a lot for work, so I have so many hotel and airline points, it's crazy. This summer, I am taking my family to Disney World. We are going to stay at one of the resorts on the property, and my sister-in-law and her family have had a hard time during the pandemic, so I decided to do something nice and invite them along my treat. I said I would pay for their flights, hotel, and park tickets. That's not cheap.
Oh, he's obviously minted, isn't he?
That's not cheap. Everyone was excited until she started talking to my wife. Now she is upset that we are staying at one of the resorts and they are staying in Disney Springs. Apparently, I am being cheap by using points for their hotel instead of just paying for them to stay at the big resort with us. My wife told her sister and brother-in-law to S the F up.
Yeah.
To shut the fuck up. And accept the gift. But they didn't. They told my in-laws that I was making their kids jealous by not letting them enjoy the same stuff as us. To be clear,
I'll have the tickets.
Yeah.
Give them to me. I won't complain.
To be very clear, the hotel I booked for them is very nice. It's just not the Grand Floridian. So I finally talked to them and gave them the choice of accepting my gift or not coming, since I could still cancel the reservations. They started yelling at me for being a bellend and taking something away from their children. I had talked to them like adults, but when they started screaming, their kids heard them and then found out they may not be going. Now their kids are pissed at their parents for possibly effing up their vacation, and I'm the biggest bellend for making them look bad in front of their kids. Am I the bellend?
No. I mean, come on.
I know.
You're paying for a holiday. I would love someone to turn around and say, yeah, I'll just take you to... Yeah, that's really... That's they pay, super ungrateful.
Who gives a shit if he's using points to let them stay at a hotel? He's putting them up. He's paying for the park tickets. He's paying for the flights. He's putting them up. Who gives a shit if they're staying in a different place? That's just...
I don't know why you complain about that. But some of these really confuse me.
They want to be at the big resort with them instead of at a different hotel.
Well, first of all, presumably, if you've got others that are staying in the resort, you're allowed to have the guests there. So really, it's just a room to put your head in anyway, so it makes no sense to complain.
Yes.
And so they'd still be doing exactly the same thing. But also, I think more to the point, if somebody offers to pay for your holiday and pretty much all of the inclusions by the sound of it.
Yes.
I presume one would just be like,
thank you so much.
Yeah.
Like you would, wouldn't you? I would.
Yeah. But this is the thing I can't understand about the world sometimes is the perspectives, isn't it? So, and I'm presume, yeah, of course it's entitlement, but I presume that there would be others who'd be like, kind of see your point. Or is there nobody? I can't imagine there'd be many.
This person is absolutely not the bell end. So that
So this not person, the bell end,
so some of the comments, let me get this straight. You're gifting them airline tickets, park tickets, and a nice hotel, and they demand more. Cancel their tickets immediately. For their benefit, too, so they drop this entitled idiocy forever. So
maybe it would teach the children, potentially.
So the kids learn you'd get nothing if you're being an asshole. So they don't try and walk all over you in the future. Not the bell end. That
Sad
would be
for
them.
The kids, though.
Poor kids. I'll take this amazing gift with endless gratitude. Disney Springs got 4.85 out of 5 stars. I'll be so happy and grateful if anyone did this.
Is this tab still open? We could like put us on it.
I know. I'll go. Let me go. You know, your sister-in-law could have chosen this route talking to the children. Your uncle is just amazing in offering us this unforgettable trip. We will be staying in a different location but doing all of the parks and activities together. This will give us time to have time just with us as a family. Aren't we lucky to have such generous people in our family? We are so blessed. Instead, they said, we want more.
Okay, here's the thing. Daryl, my love, it's my brother, if you ever fancy taking me on a family holiday anywhere for any reason, I promise you, you won't get any complaints from me.
This person said, just take their kids. Fuck those entitled parents.
Oh my God, that'd be brilliant. But then he would have to put them in that hotel because they'd have to stay with him.
Yeah, but then that way they're the fun uncle and aunt and the parents are just dickheads. Someone says,
how old are the kids?
It doesn't say. I assume they're young. Not the bell end. I find myself constantly astonished by the level of audacity. Audacity!
The audacity!
And entitlement people feel these days. What a bunch of ungrateful bell ends. Please leave them at home and enjoy your vacation with your family. They will be a problem the entire time, even if they have to slum it in Disney Springs. Yeah. Screw them. Learn from this and don't ever offer them anything like that again.
I want to have something kind to say about them, but like, to be fair...
Not the bell end. They rob their children of a vacation. They're bad parents. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a free vacation wasn't good enough.
I would have totally taken that free vacation.
Oh, my God, yeah. That would be amazing. Yeah. All right. Well, that's a lovely short episode for us today.
Yeah.
And, yeah, thank you for joining us. Yes, a little fill-in. And just something for, you know, your entertainment. And what do you guys think? Do you agree with our
I'm pretty sure they're going to agree, but yeah, it's a good question. I'm going to leave with a fun fact. Yes. I feel like it's just come to me. And I was like, I want to give everyone a fun fact. And we can put this onto our page as well. You cannot lick your own elbow.
Physically lick your own elbow.
Yeah. Like physically, you know.
Yeah.
Fact two, you tried it just then. I did it to my 8-year-old and he was like, really? And he was trying for ages. I then got somebody, I don't know who it was, I can't remember, but somebody challenged me and was like, no, you probably could if you've got an abnormally long tongue.
Yes, Gene Simmons
could
probably do it.
And an abnormally short arm. And then I googled it and apparently, yeah, if you've got an abnormality, you might be able to, but you've got to have like an exceptionally long tongue and an abnormally stubbily short arm.
Here's another fun fact. Did you know that your forearm is as long as your foot?
I did know that, yeah. And that weirds me out also. And I bet everybody's trying that now.
Yeah, put your foot up against your forearm.
Yes. And
do you know what big feet mean?
Big socks.
Big shoes.
Yeah, that too.
And you guys clean your minds up. Come on. All right. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we will catch you guys very, very soon.
Thanks for listening. Okay, bye.
Thank you for listening, guys. You can find us on all the socials, including Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Just search for Coffee with Kathy and Claire and make sure that you follow and subscribe.
Love you all.
Bye.